Three things stand out from the four-day war. 1. It began on a conventional note but quickly progressed to what is increasingly likely to constitute warfare in the modern age, where perceptually a full conventional war is replaced with something more digestible, even if equally devastative. 2. Elements constituting modern warfare, missiles, kamikaze drones, loitering munitions, were incrementally added to the menu to avoid the attribution of a full-scale war while still retaining an offensive intent. Both sides mimicked each other in a mirror image and in reflex. 3. There was a noise of multi-domain application as a part of conventional kinetic operations. These were impactful in a short war, and as a standalone resort as weapons of economic degradation to exhibit their potential for long-term pain. There is another telling observation that is escaping attention. These were gentlemanly applications in sequence rather than as a combined force parallel application in one solid punch meant to knock the opponent out. And while the ceasefire is a temporary pause, and not cessation of hostilities, Indians cannot stop overemphasizing the point. One must be careful in enunciating what may help evil get stronger. In the same vein, the plethora of experts that have emerged in the last 2 weeks neither do good to themselves nor to the country at large by pontificating on half-baked knowledge of modern warfare. It will help to see such expert haberdash. Drones have a specific but limited role. A lot is made of their intelligence function and footprinting the electromagnetic spectrum and fixing locations, but as warriors on both sides know, there are enough resources to do so in peacetime and war through what is now known parallel domains and satellite monitoring. Drones do, however, instill a psychological irritation of an impending disaster, especially when these are mixed with explosive payloads. The type extensively used in the Azerbaijan-Armenia war, were from multiple faulty lessons were derived. The sheen and the surprise are both long lost. They, however, do have a function with current capabilities and unique, permissive employment against forces which are irregular and dispersed in inaccessible regions. As unmanned combat aerial vehicles, UCAV, they may in the future have a touted role of wingman to a manned fighter, but that is highly uncertain and a long way out. In the four-day war, drones were used as gap fillers in long pauses as warring sides pined for an intervention to help climb out of the morass. Missile warfare that eventually spurred war in the wrong direction has, however, left a lot to ponder. For all these years since the two sides went nuclear, missiles were a huge no-no for their inherent risk of escalation and erroneous assumption of the possible payload. During the Cold War, missiles on either side were kept on the ready in silos as weapons of first choice if a nuclear attack seemed imminent.